So here we are. The holiday season is officially upon us, and it looks totally different than any other holiday season we have ever experienced, in our lifetime at least. You know, up until this point, I have been finding silver linings all throughout COVID, but I'm having a hard time finding this silver lining today, on this day, the day before Thanksgiving. I'm having a hard time finding my thankfulness and my gratitude. For me, this time of year, the weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas have always been a frenzy of holiday parties and networking events. Almost every night, I'd be rushing from one party to another, everyone tipsy on wine and conversation and holiday good cheer. This is supposed to be the time of year when we open our homes and our hearts to extended family and friends, when we hug and kiss and embrace each other for just a second longer than we normally do. But you know what? I can't remember the last time I hugged one of my friends. And that fact absolutely breaks my fucking heart. I feel like there is an actual ache in my chest right now. I feel like I need to go outside and hug a telephone pole, maybe so I can just wrap my arms around something. Here's what I know. I know that if I'm struggling with this right now, with thoughts of anxiety and loneliness and isolation and when the fuck will this be over, that there are so many other people out there too. And I'm one of the lucky ones. There are people out there who don't have a loving partner to share a home with, or two spoiled dogs to curl up on the couch with, or amazing neighbors and friends who constantly check in on them. Even before COVID-19, public health experts were concerned about an epidemic of loneliness in the United States. According to one survey, 3 out of 5 Americans may be lonely. And yes, it can affect the elderly in greater proportions, but every age group is experiencing loneliness. There are no demographics that are immune to feeling lonely. During good years, the holidays can be a tough time for a number of Americans, but this year, with a spike in the coronaviruses coming right before the holidays, resulting in additional restrictions associated with travel, family gatherings, and worships, it's just going to get harder for people. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. This will be their first Thanksgiving and Christmas without a parent, grandparent, a sister, a brother, an aunt, an uncle, a partner, or a best friend. So what can we do now to prepare for holiday loneliness? What can we do to not only prepare ourselves, but to be there for our friends and family? Therapist Andy Kolber suggests that we identify 2 or 3 people that we can reach out to if the loneliness of the holidays seems too overwhelming. She also suggests not waiting until you are overwhelmed to contact them, to reach out to them now and ask if they can be on your list of people to contact when you need to be encouraged or you just need someone to talk to, and let them know that you will be that person for them too if they need it. So what 3 people in your life can you reach out to today to say, I know the holidays this year are going to be different, but we are on each other's team and we are here for each other. Should it all just become too much? Knowing we have people on our team can alleviate the anxiety many have when worrying about potential loneliness and thinking that they don't have anybody to talk to about it. Who knows? Maybe the person you reach out to might need you on their team more than you could ever know. There's a phenomenon termed anticipatory grief, which is feelings of anxiety and sadness and loneliness when we think about not doing things in the way we've done them before, and when we already miss our family, even though the holidays haven't even happened yet. We are entering this holiday season in ways that aren't typical. We are all untethered to some of the traditions and the people we have always associated with the holidays, but not everything has to be untethered. What parts of your tradition can you still incorporate into the holiday this year? What have you wanted to do during the holidays but never had the time because, like me, you were too busy running from event to event or home to home? What new tradition can you make this year that will be worthy of being carried forward into next year's holiday gatherings when we are all finally allowed to be together again? Chris's birthday was back in May, his 45th birthday. And normally for birthdays that fall on the fives and the zeros, we do something, you know, a trip or a dinner with friends, something to celebrate the milestone year. This year, when his birthday came round, we were isolating. We hadn't left the house in months, except for the bi-monthly trips to Trader Joe's, so his birthday was going to look a wee bit different than we had originally planned. A couple weeks before his birthday, I reached out to our friends and family and asked them to record a happy birthday greeting via VidHug. The day before his birthday, I compiled the videos into a happy birthday movie for him. And the morning of his birthday, when I got out of bed at 5:30, I sent the link to him via text so that as soon as he woke up, he would be able to watch it. And you know what? He absolutely loved it. He watched it over and over again, laughing and crying at some of the videos that were sent in. That night, he told me that it was the best birthday he'd had in a while. So, you know, perhaps if you have family or friends that you can't be with this year, you can create a VidHug for them too, letting them know how special they are to you. It definitely made his birthday stand out, even though we were isolating and it was just the two of us. I mentioned that my dogs are spoiled rotten, right? All dogs should be, if you ask me. So this year I went in on a secret Santa dog on Facebook. In a normal year, this is something I never would have done. But this year, you know, it just feels different. It is different. So I joined in and I got to send dogs that I don't even know gifts. And Royce and Maddie are getting presents from their secret Santa dogs too. During COVID, I also joined a Facebook group for people who not only ride the Peloton a ton, but also drink a lot of wine. We are called the Pelo Winos. Yeah, that's a real thing. And this year we are doing a secret Santa wino where we send a special bottle of wine to someone we don't know. I actually can't wait to see what bottle I get. These are things I never would have done if I was busy with all the other holiday stuff that I have to do every year. And so today, the day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to spend time making recipes that I never have the time to make, including squash and leek bread pudding, Brussels sprouts with pancetta, sweet potato ice cream, can you believe it? Sweet potato ice cream, and chocolate pumpkin cake with brown butter frosting. That's going to be amazing. I'm going to have to find my fat pants after this. You know, all right, it's fine. And while I'm making all of that, I'm 100% going to be enjoying a Sage Gold Rush cocktail or a three. I don't know. Let's see how tipsy I get. I'm not driving anywhere, so don't judge. For me, sage is the Thanksgiving herb, and I grow it in my garden, so I always have plenty of it on hand. I make syrup with equal parts honey and water. The honey I get from my own hive because I'm fancy as fuck. And after it has boiled together, I add a bunch of sage leaves and I let it steep in the syrup while it cools. To make the cocktail, I combine 2 ounces of bourbon, 1.5 ounces of syrup, and 1.5 ounces of lemon juice in an ice filled shaker. I shake that shit for a minute and then I strain it into an old fashioned glass and I garnish it with a lemon twist and some sprigs of sage. Check out my Insta story later today to see pics of this drink and all the other Thanksgiving shit I never have time to make, but I'm definitely going to make this year. And please know this, if you need more people on your team, if you are feeling isolated and alone this holiday season, please know that you can reach out to me. I am more than happy to be part of your team. Cheers.